Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church, and I apologize for the cold weather. It's not really my fault, but it's just someone needs to apologize for it. November just all of a sudden turned into December, and I didn't think I would have to pull out my full winter coat for another couple of weeks, but it's good for us to be together. Today we celebrate the end of a church year. It is Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday in our church here. It is a glorious day for us to be in worship. It is a good day for us to be together. So let us join in that worship and continue this worship by joining together in our gathering song, "Here is our King." Let us rise and sing together.
From wherever searching comes to look itself, a trace of what we're looking for. So be quiet now and wait. The ocean is growing, the tide is coming in. It on hold. Certainly here in my chest. So be quiet now and rest. The ocean is growing. The tide is coming. Here it is. Here is our king.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our true life, to serve you is freedom, and to know you is unending joy. We worship you, we glorify you, and we give thanks to you for your great glory. Abide with us, reign in us, and make this world into a fit habitation for your divine majesty. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Today's first lesson is from the book of Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 6. "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them away, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will rise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. and this is in the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from Colossians 1, verses 11 through 20. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have a place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done no wrong. And then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For at least the last 20 years and more, we have been invited by movies and television, by books and other popular culture things, to enter into the adventures of young wizards as they struggle against he who must not be named, to enter Middle Earth and join with the Fellowship as they journey through Mordor and beyond. We have been also swept off to Westeros and all of the battles and the intrigues around the Iron Throne. And then we've also been thrust into a universe of superheroes and other mighty and fabulous ones who are struggling to save the world. As Christians, we have always been encouraged to gather regularly in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And today, we are especially encouraged to recall Christ as our King. But the gospel story today is not in the throne room in King's Landing, and it's not on the Citadel of Gondor. We are not in the secret lair of some superhero or in the halls of Hogwarts. We are at the foot of the cross, and we are encouraged to celebrate Christ is our King from there. It seems so strange that this is where we, the church, has seen Christ lifted up as our King. You see, on the cross, the world was trying to throw Jesus out. The leaders and the rulers, the soldiers and the crowds were all dismissive and demeaning. They were mocking and teasing. And all of them knew that by the end of the weekend, no one would remember or think about Jesus ever again. Even one of the criminals being executed with him was mocking him and jeering him, hoping to work Jesus up into saving himself along with the two of them. At this moment, this is where we are asked to see Jesus Christ as our King. And it is in this moment, at this place, that Jesus steps fully into the fruition of his ministry. This is where Jesus becomes all of those powerful descriptions that Paul uses for him. It is here on the cross. Now, maybe not exclusively here, but definitely here on the cross, that Jesus shows that in him the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. You see, the depth of love that Jesus shows here on the cross shows us the depth of God's love for us and all creation. Here in Jesus, we know God's love fully and completely, and it is here on the cross that God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things. As Jesus hangs dying on this cross, his words of forgiveness is that reconciliation between us and God. Those words of forgiveness repairs our broken relationship with God. It redeems us from our sinfulness, and it saves us from ourselves as well as the devil and the world. It is for our reconciliation. It is for this forgiveness that Jesus came to earth to become one of us. Jesus came so that he might save us and not himself. In the moments of his execution and death, Jesus does so much for our salvation, but it's all sort of a prequel. It's all sort of a setup for Sunday when Jesus truly shows himself as the firstborn of the dead, as the one in whom all things in heaven and earth were created, because it is our risen Lord, who is the head of the body, the church, the firstborn of creation, the one before all things. And so Christ is our King, the King of the world, the King of creation, the King of sinners, as well as the King of saints. All of these things come through the strength of God's love, the endurance and patience of Christ in that love, and it comes from the joy and gratitude God shows to Jesus as Jesus lives the grace and peace, the love and care that God has for all creation. The beauty is, the good news is, that Jesus shares these gifts with us so that we can continue building God's kingdom and welcoming more and more people into the communion of saints. At this table and at this font, in this gathering, at our homes and at work, at school and the store, wherever we are, the love of God in Christ Jesus, our King, comes to us. It comes to us with that same strength and endurance we need. It comes with the patience that we need. It comes with the joy that we can share and the gratitude that we can live, so that this kingdom in which we live grows and God's light shines into all the dark corners with love and peace. But none of this comes easy. You see, in that fantasy world of wizards and heroes, someone always finds the strength and then defeats the enemy. What we celebrate today is not the flick of a wand. It's not a sword reforged. It's not discovering dragons or making a suit of iron that will power us and make our salvation real somehow. Today, we celebrate the vulnerability of God's love in Jesus Christ. And it doesn't come easy. Jesus isn't magic, and he's not a superhero. Our salvation cost Jesus his life. His coronation as our King is upon the device of ultimate torture for the Roman Empire. Yes, Jesus' life and teaching is a wonderful thing for us. And all of that moves us towards this moment in the gospel today. As Jesus dies for us in love, that is the moment of our salvation. Now, the remainder of his life stands for us as examples of how it is that we can live and serve, that we can care and help, how we can assist the world around us. And so now, we get to get busy as God's children and as subjects of Christ our King. And so today, we give thanks. We give thanks to Christ our King for the life he lived as an example. We give thanks to Christ our King for his suffering and death, lovingly and willingly endured for our salvation. We give thanks to Christ the King for his resurrection and our new life in him through the love that comes only from God. We give thanks for the world around us and all of the opportunities it affords us every day. We give thanks for family and close friends who love us back and encourage our living in faith. We give thanks for the strangers and neighbors around us who challenge us to follow Jesus, to follow Christ our King into his kingdom of love and service, of care and hope. We give thanks for the food and clothing, home and family, daily work, and all that we need. We give thanks for the communion of saints all around us, helping us, working with us, standing beside us. We give thanks for the forgiveness, life, and salvation, the redemption and sanctification that free our lives for the sake of our neighbors and the world. Christ is our King. Jesus died to save us. Then Jesus rose so that God's love is ours always. That is what we celebrate, and that is for what we give thanks. What a day. Amen. As God's children and as subjects of Christ our King, let us confess together our faith in the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United with your saints across time and place, we pray for our shared world. We pray for your church. Embolden denominations and faith-based organizations in creative and collaborative ministries, and increase our work for the sake of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the earth. Protect waterways from pollution and animal habitats from destruction. Guide us in careful stewardship of waters, plant life, and animals. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world. Instill in every leader's heart a desire for justice and peace. Support the work of international collaborations that seek the goals of health and joy for all people. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all who are undermined or oppressed. Amplify the voices of the unheard and break open stubborn systems of injustice. Bring about your righteousness and fill us all with your redeeming light. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Sharon, Fran, Janet, Carol, Jack, John, Brenda, and Rhonda. May the hope-filled presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this assembly. Guide our pastor and council members in the discernment and nurture new leaders with fresh ideas. Give this congregation a spirit of discipleship and service. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for all who have died in the faith. Console us who mourn and comfort us with the beautiful promise of life in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. One of the names for Holy Communion is Eucharist. And Eucharist is from the Greek word to give thanks. And so as we sort of end our Christ the King celebration, as we come to this meal, we give thanks and begin our celebration of thanksgiving. O God of all life, we thank you for our lives and all they hold of happiness and work and play, of risk and courage and beauty. We thank you for the morning and evening skies of a land where liberty still marches on and freedom can still speak its mind without vanity and without fear. We thank you for all heroic souls who shame our cowardice, for all generous souls who give us pure delight, for all saintly souls who kindle our desire to build your kingdom. We thank you for friendship and the faces of those who look kindly on us even when we fail and who help to bring us back to our bravest selves again. We thank you for the encouragements of success, for the disciplines of failure, for the spurs of dissatisfaction and the spirit which arises from defeat to try better. We thank you for the exchange of ideas, the gentle play of wit, for unforced laughter and for rare splendid moments. We thank you for prized books, enchanting music, and pictures which move the heart, for talking to those we love, and for the song remembered for the singer's sake. We thank you for the freedom which growing older gives us from the troubles of being very young, so that we have more big things to care about and fewer little things to cry about. We thank you for common joys of all kinds, the waking to sunlight through the window, the good smell of earth on rainy days, the gentle breezes, the gifts of sleep after tiring work or pleasure, and the affection of pets and faithful creatures. We thank you that on the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread. He blessed you and gave thanks for the bread. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." We thank you that after the supper, Jesus took the cup. He blessed you and gave thanks for the cup of wine and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." We thank you for your gifts and the way that you walk with us and work with us. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit and pray that you would send that Spirit now on us and on this meal we share. Make us the body of Christ and fuel us with your great gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. O God of all life, we thank you for the life of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this lovely, tremendous, undaunted human life of ours. Send us into your good creation so that we may live for the good of our neighbors, our family, friends, strangers, enemies, and church. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ, our King, loves you. And in the spirit of that love, I bid you now come to his table of grace.
He became sin, the man of sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself. Blessed be Jesus.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ gives us strength, we are sent into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine, you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. And now let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit fill you and be with you now and forever. Amen. Please stay warm and dry. Have a blessed week as you go into the world with hope.
Make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Jesus, sing to the King.